Part 3. Directions. In this part, you will hear conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. You will only hear the conversations one time, and they will not be printed in your test book. Choose the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Kate. Don't forget we need to get to work by 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. We have the morning meeting followed by preparations for the factory inspection.
Yeah, I haven't forgotten. I always get something to eat on the way, but the usual place won't be open that early. How about getting together for breakfast in the cafe next door?
Sure. How's 7 for you? Oh, and remember to wear a nice suit. You'll be greeting the visitors.
Okay, but that's way too early. I'll see you there at 7:30.
Number 32. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 33. What do the speakers agree to do? Number 34. What time will the speakers meet? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
I received your manuscript for Chapter 1. Thanks for sending it well ahead of the deadline. How's Chapter 2 coming along?
It's already half done. I'm sure I'll get it done by the deadline, too.
That's good to hear. Just keep in mind that the proofreading of Chapter 1 will be finished soon. You'll need to make some revisions to it by June 12th.
That's a good point. I'll be staying at a hotel that week so that I can focus on writing the rest of the book. Let me give you the address.
Number 35. Who most likely is the woman? Number 36. What does the woman ask the man to do? Number 37. What does the man say he will do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Mary. Would you be able to help me set up the display at the trade show in Cincinnati? It's on Friday.
I wish I could, but I'm going to take the day off on Friday. My cousin's visiting all the way from England, so I promised to take him to a baseball game. Sorry, I can't help.
I understand. I'll have to ask someone else then. Do you know if Troy is back from his vacation yet?
Yes, that was last week. He's been back for a few days now. I don't think he has any urgent projects at the moment, so he should be able to help you.
Number 38. What does the man ask the woman to do? Number 39. Why is the woman unavailable on Friday? Number 40. What did Troy do last week? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Ken, we need to schedule a committee meeting to discuss the plans for the fundraising event at the Bridgepoint Hotel. I'd like to have Dan Draper attend. His company helped us plan a similar event last year, and it was a great success.
That's a good idea. Let me just... Draper. Okay, I've just put him on the list. I hope he's available. Do you have a preference concerning the venue?
I'd like to have the meeting at the hotel so that we can familiarize ourselves with the venue. Can you give them a call and see when we can take a look at the banquet hall?
Sure, I'll do it right away.
Number 41. Why will a meeting be held?
Number 42. Who most likely is Dan Draper? Number 43. What does the woman suggest doing? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
We've completed the designs for the new SkiWare, and they're ready for your approval. I've set them up in the conference room.
Great. Retailers have been asking about this new line, so we should try to get them into production as soon as possible.
Okay. By the way, the other designers are busy, so I didn't invite them.
Sorry, Peter, but can you call them in? I want everyone to be here to give input.
Fair enough. What time shall I tell them to be here?
The sooner the better. I have to be at the factory by 1 o'clock.
Do you mind if I come with you? I have a couple of things I want to check there before we start production on the new designs.
Sure. I'm planning on being back here by 3, though.
Number 44. What does the man say about the ski wear? Number 45. What does the man mean when he says,
"Fair enough"?
Number 46. Where most likely will the speakers go this afternoon? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
It's getting close to the end of the year. We should do something to show our appreciation to everyone who donated money this year.
Last year we sent calendars to anyone who donated more than $50. Why don't we just do the same thing again?
I don't mind, but did you get any feedback from the people who received them?
Yes, they seemed quite happy with them, but the shipping fees were high due to the size of the calendar. I'll call the postal service to check how much delivery is going to cost us. I heard the rates went up this year.
Number 47. What are the speakers discussing? Number 48. Why does the man say,
"I don't mind"?
Number 49. Who does the woman say she will contact? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
I'm scheduled to start the presentation in about 30 minutes. Some of the visitors have just called to say that they won't be here for at least an hour. I really want them to see the presentation, but I can't keep everyone else waiting.
Right. Let's keep to the schedule. Now, how long is your presentation?
It's about 1.5 hours. Should I ask the latecomers to wait until it's over and start again at 11 o'clock?
I'd rather not. Why don't we record the whole session on video today and put it on our website? That way they can watch the movie whenever they have time.
Number 50. Why is the man concerned? Number 51. How long is the man's presentation likely to take? Number 52. What does the woman suggest? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, it's Trevor Wang from Durant Travel. We're having a problem with one of the printers. Some of the staff are experiencing difficulties connecting their computers. They process a lot of bookings every day, so it needs to be fixed as soon as possible.
I see. I'll have one of our service technicians pay you a visit this morning. We should only require a few minutes to take care of it.
Thank you so much. Actually, though, we'll all be in a meeting until noon. Would it be possible for the technician to come in the afternoon instead?
Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem. I'll have her call you directly with the precise time.
Number 53. Where does the man work? Number 54. What problem does the man mention? Number 55. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
In the long run, we might be better off making our own deliveries rather than relying on contractors.
That's a good point. We've grown a lot in these last 2 years, and we have a new client signing up next month. Our delivery costs will probably almost double.
Of course, it'll mean buying a delivery van, but I don't think it'll be necessary to employ a full-time driver. I'm sure someone will be able to spare the time to drive the van now and then.
I'm definitely for the idea. But can you calculate the total cost and submit it to me as soon as possible?
Try to include everything in your estimate, including parking, fuel, and even insurance.
Number 56. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 57. What will the company do next month? Number 58. What does the man ask the woman to submit? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
You know what? I saw Rebecca Dalton on the street outside earlier. She looked well.
Oh, really? I haven't seen her in months. I miss working with her. She was always so cheerful and ready to help.
It's a pity she decided to leave. I guess another company offered her more money.
Well, I invited her for lunch tomorrow at Christine's Diner. Why don't you both come along?
I'd love to, but I'm not sure where that is.
It's a new diner that just opened on 2nd Street. Shall I send you a map?
Never mind. We can all share a taxi. Just meet me at the front door at 12 sharp.
That sounds like a plan. I'll be waiting by the door in the lobby.
Number 59. What do the speakers imply about Rebecca Dalton? Number 60. What does the man say he is unsure about? Number 61. What does the man mean when he says,
"That sounds like a plan"?
Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and voucher.
Hi, I'd like to get 20 laminated signs made. I need them in color. Do you have a price list? I can only see the prices for black and white.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. Here you are. We changed the prices on August 1st, and we haven't had time to put the new price list on the wall yet. Actually, we're a bit busy at the moment, and it'll take about an hour to finish 20 signs. You might want to do some shopping while you wait.
Okay. Oh, can I use this coupon? I think
Let me see. Sorry, you won't be able to use this. See here?
Number 62. What does the woman ask the man about? Number 63. What does the man suggest the woman do? Number 64. Look at the graphic. Why is the voucher rejected? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and brochure.
Hi, it's John Harmon in room 205. I'm on the Gold Coast for the education conference. I don't have anything to do tomorrow, so I'd like to go on a local tour.
I can look after that for you.
Great. I'm looking at a brochure. I found it in the drawer in my room.
Okay, which tour are you interested in?
I'm a science teacher, so I'm interested in seeing the aquarium while I'm in town.
And how many tickets will you need?
Just one will be fine.
Sure. Would you like to charge it to your room?
Number 65. Where does the conversation most likely take place? Number 66. Why is the man on the Gold Coast? Number 67. Look at the graphic. How much will Mr. Harmon be charged? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and list.
I think we should discuss the book launch. This is likely to be one of the biggest books Rooster Publishing has ever released. We want to attract as many people as possible.
Have we chosen a venue?
Brian's bookstore has agreed to host. Do you have an idea as to when to hold it?
How about August 15th? It's a holiday.
Nice idea. The thing is, the writer, Greg Ogilvie, is going to be out of town then. How does the Saturday after he gets back sound?
Fine with me. There's nothing on the schedule aside from the website updates.
Great. We'd better contact the bookstore to make sure it's available on that date.
Number 68. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 69. Look at the graphic. When will the event most likely be held? Number 70. What does the man suggest checking?